The Venus flytrap is known for clamping down on insects and digesting them. You probably already knew that, but did you know this? The Venus flytrap only grows in the wild within about 90 miles of Wilmington. Its range is shrinking, though. Development is one threat, and so are poachers. There have been several incidents of poaching the last few years, and in May, an estimated 1,000 Venus flytraps were stolen from a Wilmington park. That incident has spurred calls to make it a felony to poach the plant. It's a misdemeanor right now. North Carolina Plant Conservation Board Chairman Mark Rose supports higher penalties, and he joins us now. Why would anyone steal a Venus flytrap? I mean, I remember as a kid going to Lowe's and buying one for a few bucks.
Well, that's where a lot of them end up. Evidently, you know, in the nursery trade and these little plastic domes that you're talking about you
right.
find in the grocery stores. And then some of them end up in medicinal places also. I mean, they're...
Why medicinal? What does that mean?
Well, they make an extract, just like ginseng. I mean, there's an extract out of carnivorous plants called conivore. And, you know, I don't know of any scientific data to back up any, you know, good for this stuff. But, I mean, that's not a reason that they can't, you know, bottle it up and sell it.
So this is, they're stealing them. Is there a big, I never thought of a black market for Venus flytraps, but I guess it does exist.
It does, and it really doesn't make a lot of sense because a lot of these people go out, and you're familiar with the area down around Wilmington.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the most hospitable habitat, but they're out in these swampy, wet areas with mosquitoes, high humidity, and heat.
And there's alligators too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Snakes?
Not normally where they are, but
okay.
You know, you're talking about rattlesnakes, ticks and chiggers, and a lot of these guys only get a dime, a nickel or a dime, or 15 cent a plant for these things.
It seems like a lot of work to go through for little profit. Are these things easy to reproduce? Because it seems you would have to have a lot of them because they're so cheap. Do these thieves pick these Venus flytraps with the intention of reproducing them, or do they pick them just in large quantities to turn around and sell?
That's exactly the latter.
The large quantities.
Yeah, you know, thousands. I mean,
thousands.
There was one incidents of poaching in a city park in the city of Wilmington a couple of months ago. That's what got this uproar started.
What is the penalty right now for picking these wild Venus flytraps?
There is a $10 to $50 fine.
Is it actually enforced?
It is enforced. Ginseng, of course, has gotten really popular because of the poaching problems. And now the Venus flytrap is, you know, fallen in the same category. Unfortunately, and I'm not trying to pick on the judicial system, but the district attorneys and judges, exactly what you were just talking about, you know, they've got a lot more things that they feel are important than these, you know, somebody stealing a few plants that, you know, are not really hurting anybody. Half the time, they just slap them on the wrist and tell them don't do it again. And
how important is the Venus flytrap to that area around Wilmington? If we're talking about people picking thousands of these things, does it have any sort of environmental impact?
Well, it does. I mean, the population cannot support, you know, these things being taken out by the thousands.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, it just, you know, if you keep taking them out, they can't reproduce themselves fast enough to recover. And the distribution of that plant is diminished about half of what it used to be. It used to be up all the way to the Virginia border and down to Charleston. And it just goes into South Carolina now in Horry County, and you can find a few of them up around the Croatan, but most of them are within 70 miles of Wilmington, so the distribution is really you know, shrinking. It used
yeah.
to be, you know, 150, 200 miles.
What's so special about the area around Wilmington? Why do we find them there and almost nowhere else in North America, right?
Nowhere else in the world.
Wow.
That's it.
Why is it only found in that area on the coast around Wilmington?
Soils, which are really low in nutrition, sandy soils. I mean, and that's not to say those same type of soils don't occur otherwise, but it's just where God happened to put the plant was in that area, and that's the only place it's native to.
Mr. Rose, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate y'all taking time to bring the awareness up on this plant.